It's here and now, and we spoke earlier about the outrage over Cecil the Lion. Zimbabwe is trying to extradite Walter Palmer, the American dentist who killed him. But he's shut down his business. And there's a sign posted on the door that says, "Rot in Hell." Has the backlash against Palmer gone too far? And what role did social media play? Let's look at this story through that prism with Julia Turner of Slate. Julia, hi.
Hello.
And tell us what you're seeing about Cecil the Lion and Walter Palmer online.
We've seen a succession of responses around Cecil that I think exhibit the social media cycle in a really nice microcosm. So initially there was outrage. People were critiquing this dentist for killing this beloved lion, and people used the social media platforms they had available to do so. So one such social media platform was Yelp. People started protesting this dentist's activity by leaving negative reviews on his dentist practice Yelp board. You know, some of these took a slightly satirical tone. "I live in the neighborhood and heard of this mighty White Hunter's dental service for cleaning lion teeth. Alas, there was already a big line of stuffed animals this morning waiting at his locked door, so I think his calendar will be filled. I will be taking my lion elsewhere." That's a one-star review.
Well, and I should jump in to say that, in fact, people did start leaving stuffed animals at the door of his dentist business. And so that is true that that happened. Yep.
And then, you know, people started talking about the economics of conservation in Zimbabwe. It became a fodder for a political conversation and a conservation conversation around the notion that why is the internet outraged simply because this dentist killed the wrong lion, when in fact, if he had killed the right lion — people kill lions all the time in Africa, in a practice that some folks decry and others think may be valuable in terms of economically providing the wherewithal to preserve habitat for lions and other animal species in Africa — then came the people who wanted to provide a backlash to the backlash in several respects. Why are we spending so much time concerned about this lion when, in fact, we could be concerned about any of a number of other important issues that plague our country? There was a suggestion that if you eat chicken, you are somehow a worse citizen of the globe than this lion-killing dentist. There was also, I think, a sense that because this dentist killed the wrong lion, to hound the man to the point where he must shut down his practice and go into hiding is perhaps an excessive response. And eventually it just becomes a set of people arguing with each other about everything.
Well, and we know the Black Lives Matter movement has a very strong showing on social media, and there was some upset there.
Yeah, there were a ton of people pointing out online that there was a ton of outrage about the death of this particular lion, when in fact men and women of color across the country are killed, and there can sometimes be much less attention or outrage to those incidents. Of course, those comments are being made in a year and an environment where that's changing rapidly. And in fact, social media has become a powerful tool for getting people to pay attention to such incidents.
Right. This is all playing out furiously on social media, as is another incident. And we just want you to touch on this. This is the death of a woman in China. She was on an escalator in a mall with her young child. She hadn't gone there to shop. She didn't have any money. She actually went there just to have her son have a cool place to play, and a panel fell out of this escalator, and it's just horrible. This video has spread around the world of her falling through this faulty panel, pushing her young child to safety. Talk about how this is reverberating in China.
Several videos of this gruesome incident have been circulating. There also have been subsequent videos that show that two mall workers noticed the faulty panel right before and, in fact, warned the woman coming up the escalator but didn't somehow shut down the escalator or prevent her from taking the escalator. So some people in China and elsewhere have been pointing their fingers at them. And then there have been plenty of images circulating online of how Chinese escalator passengers have responded. Some of them are riding the escalators by kind of straddling the handrails in kind of a leapfrog posture as they climb the escalators. Or I saw one woman sort of slouching as though she were sprawled across the top of a piano, except for she had her elbow on one handrail and her feet on the other. You know, some are suggesting that these elaborate modes of riding escalators are simply arising out of fear of safety, that there may be other faulty escalators. Others suggesting it's more a form of social protest, saying, look, this is the corporations and government and regulators in this country are not protecting us, the public, in the way that they should. The additional conversation, I think, is around why this video has been allowed to circulate in China, not typically a place that is known for allowing coverage of incidents like this. And some China experts have theorized that the government is more comfortable allowing the circulation of potentially controversial media like this when the people who seem responsible are more local governments or companies and are a little bit further removed from the central government in China.
Yeah, the central government is saying, yes, go criticize that company over there and get off our backs.
And I think one thing that's striking about it is seeing an incident like this from abroad gives you a feeling that you understand some aspect of Chinese culture and society and how it works because you have unprecedented visibility into it. However, you know, what you're not seeing is the videos that don't circulate or the conversations that don't happen. And so I think you can get a false sense of transparency from abroad when an incident like this rises to circulate on social media here.
That's Julia Turner of Slate talking about how some stories have reverberated on social media. Julia, fascinating. Thanks so much.
Thank you.